first met. And when they start to kiss and got to thinking about you.
Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail following the decision by President Biden on Sunday to forego his re-election bid. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has more.
Kamala Harris is hitting the ground running. Her first campaign rally in battleground Wisconsin, electrifying a crowd of 3,000 supporters.
We have doors to knock on, we have phone calls to make, we have voters to register, and we have an election to win.
Harris, already now the presumptive Democratic nominee, as President Biden prepares to address the nation about his historic decision to bow out of the race.
Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally today in North Carolina, but it will be held indoors, unlike the rally outdoors, where Trump was nearly assassinated by a gunman on a roof. Also delivering a speech today in Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He will be addressing both houses of Congress this afternoon. 200 protesters arrested in D.C. Tuesday. This is ABC. 18 people killed when a plane taking off in Kathmandu suddenly crashed. ABC's Tom Rivers at the foreign desk with more.
Recovery teams examining the wreckage of the Shorya Airlines plane that had just taken off. It was heading to the resort town of Pokhara when it turned right before crashing in the eastern section of Kathmandu Airport. Only one survivor, a pilot, who reportedly sustained eye injuries. All on board were Nepalese citizens, except for one foreign national. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the foreign desk.
More evacuations in Canada ahead of wildfires around Jasper National Park. About 2,500 people have had to get out. Roads in the area have been packed bumper to bumper with cars trying to evacuate. A shock at Tesla after the electric car maker said its second quarter profits fell 45% compared to a year ago. Earlier this month, Tesla said its quarterly sales had slipped despite price cuts and offers of low interest loans. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 82. Then on Friday, sunny, warmer, and a bit more humid with a high of 85. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Wisconsin man is charged with fleeing the country to avoid prison for his role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Federal authorities allege Paul Kovacic fled to Ireland to avoid a sentence for joining a mob of supporters of former President Donald Trump in the January 6, 2021 riot. Kimberly Cheadle resigned Tuesday following the assassination attempt on former President Trump. Cheadle had been facing an expanding list of calls to resign, including from Wisconsin lawmakers. Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald, Tom Tiffany, and Glenn Grothman all asked Cheadle to step down. And the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles revoked three Columbia County car dealer licenses for fraud. An investigation found A1 Alpha Motors, Signature Auto Group, and VIP Autos were rolling back odometers on vehicles sold to customers, falsifying title documents when selling vehicles directly to retail customers. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices, guaranteed.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a zoning request from Katie Hartung to operate an electric bike rental business from her home, discussion and possible action on a special street closure for Blues on the Chippewa, and reports from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. A Western Wisconsin lawmaker is responding to the Wisconsin DNR's claim that the department is short on money to stock trout here in Western Wisconsin. In a statement released yesterday, 92nd Assemblyman Trig Pronchinski said that between the amount allotted to spend last year, along with money that the DNR was allowed to transfer from the forestry account, and an increase in license fees, the DNR should have over $100 million available to spend on trout stocking. Pronchinski also said that he's displeased with the lack of warning from the DNR to the Fish and Wildlife Clubs here in Western Wisconsin on the trout stocking issue. The woman who nearly stabbed her boyfriend to death last Christmas Eve has pleaded guilty. Laura Felina pleaded guilty in Chippewa County Court yesterday to an attempted homicide charge. Prosecutors dropped a handful of other charges in the case. Police say Felina barged in on her boyfriend in the shower at their home in Lake Halley last Christmas Eve and stabbed him several times. He was covered in blood when police arrived. She's due to be sentenced in October. A new report says public schools in Wisconsin are spending more per student than just a few years ago. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty yesterday said the latest numbers from Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction show that when adjusted for inflation, public schools are spending nearly $1,000 more per student than a decade ago. The group says that the numbers, quote, pop the myth that somehow Wisconsin is underfunding its classrooms, unquote. DPI's numbers show schools are spending less than they were during the height of the coronavirus, when Wisconsin had billions of extra dollars to spend. The latest report shows Wisconsin schools are spending an average of just under $18,000 per student. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Wisconsin's governor is relapping over the latest paycheck numbers. Governor Evers Monday said the numbers from the federal government show Wisconsin led the nation in hourly earnings growth. His office says figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that Wisconsin workers saw their earnings go up 7.9%, 6.4%, 4.4%, and 6.2% respectively for February, March, April, and May compared to last year. The average hourly earnings ranged from $31.63 an hour in Eau Claire to just under $35 an hour in the Milwaukee area. But those are just average hourly earnings. Wisconsin's median salary last year was just over $47,000 a year, and any hourly wage growth is, of course, offset by other price increases in gas, grocery, and home prices. UW-Madison is warning about a scam targeting incoming freshmen. The scam advertises tickets to a night party called Wisco Freshman Invasion, supposedly taking place around the time of move-in and orientation for incoming freshmen. But the address listed on the flyer is that of the Wisconsin School of Business. Any back-to-school event sponsored by UW-Madison will be marketed to current students and will come from specific departments. University of Wisconsin Police is asking parents to share the warning with their students and cautions they shouldn't buy tickets from any unknown source. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says operations are back to normal at two troubled prisons. The DOC reported Monday that in-person visitations are back at Waupun Correctional and that residents at Green Bay Correctional will be receiving more recreation time. This after months of lockdowns at both facilities. There were four deaths at the Waupun facility during lockdown, and the lockdowns at GBCI prompted calls to close that facility because of its age and condition. The Wisconsin DMV wants to make sure that you have your photo ID ready to vote this fall. New guidelines to update, renew, or get your photo ID are now available from the DMV website. That includes having proof of citizenship, proof of residence, and other required documents. If you aren't sure where to find those papers, the DMV will help you out. You can find that list and sign up for a time to apply for a license online at wisconsindot.gov. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The Brewers blanked the Cubs 1-0 Tuesday night to even that three-game set at a game apiece. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bryce Turang drove in the game winner with a run-scoring single in the eighth inning.
Just driving the ball through the middle of the field, whether coming around or, you know, just making sure I'm going through the middle of the field and getting on top and hitting low-line drives and stuff like that. So
Colin Ray missed out on his 10th win of the season, going five innings and allowing the Cubs just four hits while striking out eight. The victory goes to Elvis Peguero in relief. He tossed a scoreless seventh. The final game of the series is this afternoon at Wrigley. Cardinals beat the Pirates 2-1. Braves and Reds were rained out. The Packers spent a good portion of Tuesday's workout practicing in a pouring rain. It was the defense that got the upper hand against the offense. Packers signed quarterback Jacob Eason as a third camp arm while Jordan Love sits out, waiting for his contract to get finished. They cut long snapper Peter Bowden to make room for Eason on the roster. Packers have a new number one running back with Josh Jacobs taking over for the departed Aaron Jones, but don't sleep on backup A.J. Dillon. The fifth-year back struggled last season, but he's back working on a one-year deal and is in fantastic shape.
This is the best I've seen him, hands down, and I think he would tell you the same. I think it's just a testament to the work that he's put in. He came back. He's in great shape. I mean, shoot, I was joking with him the other day. You can see the abs on him, and that's hard for a big man to do.
Coach Matt LaFleur. Big Ten Media Days entered day two in Indianapolis today. The Badgers contingent, led by Coach Luke Fickell, met with reporters yesterday. Fifth-year senior left tackle Jack Nelson was on hand talking about his summer of work.
Well, I wanted to gain some weight. I played last season around 300 pounds. Right now I'm sitting like 317. That and just, you know, working some film work with Coach Blazek, kind of breaking down stuff and talking stuff more X's and O's, mental kind of stuff.
Badgers open their season August 30th, hosting Western Michigan. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Minnesota Twins managed just three hits during a 3-0 loss to the Philadelphia Phillies at Target Field. The game was scoreless entering the top of the ninth before Johan Durant surrendered three runs to get charged with his fifth loss in relief. Simeon Woods Richardson tossed six shutout innings in a no decision. The Twins have now dropped 4 of 5. Minnesota will host Philadelphia in the rubber match this afternoon. The Vikings are rewarding their starting left tackle with a hefty new contract. ESPN's reporting Minnesota is signing Christian Darrisaw to a 4-year, $113 million extension. The deal includes $77 million in total guarantees and $43.7 million guaranteed at signing. The 25-year-old has 2 years remaining on his rookie deal and is now signed with the team through the 2029 season. The Vikings selected Darrisaw in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft. He started 39 games over the past three seasons. Meanwhile, in other team news, Minnesota signed cornerback Duke Shelley to a contract for the 2024 season. The Minnesota Wild will bring some depth to their forwards group. The team signed Graham Clark to a 1-year, two-way deal yesterday. Clark can make as much as $800,000 with Minnesota this upcoming season. He spent most of last year in the AHL, but he also appeared in three games with the New Jersey Devils without registering a point.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Any outdoors person in Minnesota, Wisconsin, or across the region can recognize the distinctive call of one of our native birds, the barred owl. Well, would you believe in the Pacific Northwest? That's actually the sound of an invasive species, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has a plan to get rid of them. More details when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. To save the imperiled spotted owl from potential extinction, U.S. wildlife officials are embracing a contentious plan to deploy trained shooters into dense West Coast forests to kill almost a 500,000 barred owls that are crowding out their cousins. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service strategy released earlier this month is meant to prop up declining spotted owl populations in Oregon, Washington State, and California. Documents from the agency show that up to 450,000 barred owls would be shot over three decades after birds from the upper Midwest and eastern states have encroached on the West Coast territory of the two spotted owl species, northern spotted owls and California spotted owls. The feds say smaller spotted owls have been unable to compete with invasive barred owls, which have large broods and need less room to survive than spotted owls. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Forecast for today, becoming mostly sunny. We'll have highs upper 70s. Northeast winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 80s. Friday, sunshine, highs mid-80s. And for Saturday, sunshine, highs upper 80s. Do have sunshine across the region this morning. Lake City at 66. Wabasha, Nelson, 65. Pepin, 64. Mondovi, 62. Plum City, 61. Ogalley, 59. Here at WRDN, we do have some of that sunshine through the fog. And 60 with Rodney Atkins and Farmer's Daughter. Good morning. It's 8:23.
Some help on the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek,
Then it was back to working at that comes heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong, things she needs to know. He tries to please her, cause for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I? Every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, ooh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder,
if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back, he says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back. Let them ride round in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud. Let your boys be country. Teach them yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and never turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on right here. He's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys let him drive around in trucks, make him back road noise. Let him hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let him go to the woods in the cold, paint it up camo green. Mamas, let your boys be country. Let your boys country.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD. And Jason Aldean, Let Your Boys Be Country. 8 to 33, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, join Chip Fleury for the latest news and issues affecting rural America and the farm markets with AgriTalk. That's this afternoon from 1 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Let's run down birthdays for today. This comedian and Golden Globe Award-winning actress has won five Emmys, or actually had received five Emmy nominations for her work on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In'. Oh. She also has appeared on television shows like Sesame Street. We're talking about Ruth Buzzi, 88 today. This actor has been in the movies, paranormal movie, superhero movie, and of course, Airplane. Shirley, you can't be serious. I am serious. And don't call me Shirley. Robert Hayes, 77 today. This actress is best known for her portrayal of the title character in the TV series Wonder Woman. Linda Carter, 73 today. Pam Tillis, the daughter of country singer Mel Tillis. She's 67 today. This former Major League Baseball star is considered to be one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Talking about Barry Bonds, 60 today. Basketball star Rick Fox is 55. He won three, count them, three straight titles with the LA Lakers from 2000 to 2002. Emmy Award-winning actress Elizabeth Moss is 42. She played the president's daughter in the television series The West Wing. Also, actress Kaylee Spaney is 27. She's best known for playing Priscilla Presley in the film Priscilla. Born on this date, novelist Alexander Dumas, born in the state in 1802. He penned The Count of Monte Cristo and The Three Musketeers. Aviator Amelia Earhart, born in the state in 1897, the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. This actor is best known for his role as Victor Kakaris on Days of Our Lives. John Aniston, father of Jennifer Aniston, born in the state in 1933. And celebrating an anniversary today, Mr. and Mrs. Dean Mentz, happy anniversary to them. Sue Wolf celebrating a birthday today. And Kevin Biesterfeldt also celebrating a birthday today. So their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Use that Dairy Queen app. Earn those reward points, then redeem them for some great Dairy Queen treats. Our winner will also receive a six-pack of birthday anniversary, or a package of birthday anniversary club brats, rather, from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse now for all of your grilling needs. And don't forget, Durand Smokehouse will also process that fair animal as well. If you get an animal at the auction at the Buffalo Pepin, Dunn, or Pierce County Fairs, visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, for more information. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 114 West Main Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Save this week at The Cottage during Crazy Days. All this week, save 45% on all wall decor and take 35% off all spring and summer clothes. Don't miss the Crazy Days sidewalk sale Thursday with additional markdowns on all items. Find some great summer items during the annual Crazy Days sale all this week at The Cottage, Main Street, downtown Durand.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs upper 70s, northeast winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 80s. Friday, sunshine, highs mid-80s. Saturday, more sunshine and warmer, highs upper 80s. Currently across the region, do have a mix of clouds and even a sun as well. Lake City, 66. Wabasha, Nelson, 65. Pepin, 64. Mondovi, 62. Plum City, 61. O'Daly, 59. Here at WRDN, do have a few clouds and 61 on the way. We're going to talk with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss about the city council meeting from last night. That's coming up next. First, here's Lady A in downtown. It's 8:39.
smoke while we were jaywalking, like it was your birthday every other Saturday night. Knew the band, so we never paid our cover. Wrote our names on the bathroom tiles. We never dressed to impress all the others. They would let us in on a laid-back kind of style. But boy, you know it's been a while. And I don't know why it all take me downtown, like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round, like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation, when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why it all take me downtown anymore. Sitting in the corner, they want to stroll on a city sidewalk. I got a dress that'll show a little uh-uh, but you ain't getting uh-uh if you don't come pick me up, show me off. You might be tired, but I'm not. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown, like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round, like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation, when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss, as we talk about the city council meeting from last night. And Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, I guess first let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on with the North Eau Claire Street project. It just seems like the hits keep on coming here with this project, and we had to have some residents come in because they had drain tile damaged from the project, and now they got to get that replaced.
Yeah, this was actually discussed last year, Brian. I believe the city had captured it with what our intent was last year, but we did codify that tonight with the citizens there. The concern was is to obviously repair any of their private facilities that were damaged during the project, and we've got the ability to go back on the contractor to reimburse us for that. So that's, you know, obviously it's a balance to try to keep everybody happy. You know, sometimes with these large construction projects, six some blocks construction here, you're gonna make a little bit of a mess, and trying to restore everything to perfect is a tall order, but we're gonna try our best.
Meanwhile, with the fence, where are we at with that?
I think we had agreed two meetings ago on putting up a aesthetically nice looking wood post fence with some cable style railings that meets compliance. So I think that's the direction we're heading. Obviously, we're still in dispute, I guess, with the contractor that that performed the work on the retaining wall. So don't want to build the fence and then obviously have to go back and, you know, disturb that as well. So as much as I want that to be complete, and the council has approved the completion of that, it hasn't taken place yet. So it's ongoing, but I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Meanwhile, the city has done some litigation, I guess, for in regards to the design of this project.
Well, we had reached out to our council. Obviously, when contractors perform work, whether that's engineering or the contractor, they've got an obligation to demonstrate that they're bonded, meaning, you know, that means that if they don't fulfill their obligations, that we have recourse against them. And You know, we're pursuing all options, but, you know, we're dissatisfied with a lot of the things that took place with the project. So we're looking at all options and try to, one, potentially, you know, capture any damages that were caused. If you remember, there were some damages to some public structures up there, and that those shouldn't be borne by the taxpayers. But I also think it's noteworthy in large projects like this that we didn't, like you're familiar with a lot of things in news that you cover, we never made assessments to the residents up there in regards to, you know, water, sewer, sidewalk, and things like that. So we tried to capture all of that within the scope of the agreement. So, you know, it's always a balancing act to try to keep everybody happy. But, you know, we got a new street. It's, in our eyes, it's not exactly what we wanted, but it's better than what we had.
Talking with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss this morning. Meanwhile, with the dam, the council approved moving forward with maybe looking at doing some improvements to the dam?
Yes, we want to preserve Mirror Lake. We think it's kind of a fixture within the city, something that I used for recreation when I was a kid. We added a lot of things around the park here in my terms as mayor that I'm proud of. Including some of the new playground equipment, pavilions, new boat launch at Sharps Point. You go by on any given day, people are utilizing the park, the lake, and the facilities around that. So concerns were raised over a decade ago in regards to compliance with high water events, i.e. flooding, and our dam's ability to withstand and capture any high water events. So the thought is now, and something that was originally something that Maya and my idea, and that was to use the existing spillway and create a spillway within a spillway, for a lack of better terms. And that would be kind of a concrete embedded shallow, I guess, trench spillway that would go from the old boat landing in a high water event and allow water to just flow around and not through the dam and down the creek bed. So there'd be some riprap areas and then some concrete approximately 16 to 20 feet wide and, you know, 2 to 4 feet deep depending on what we have to meet requirements. But we think we can do that without disturbing too much the veterans area around the tank, which is used during the Memorial Day celebrations and other things. So we're trying to do that with minimal impact. And then also, and I know you've driven that street before, Mill Street, it's a little bit of a cantankerous corner, and we'd like to kind of shape up the radius of that corner as well, make it a little easier to navigate, maybe widen the street out, and potentially make some changes to the sidewalk there as well.
Talking with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss this morning, and while the city did pass a trespassing ordinance, and it was kind of similar to Durant.
Yeah, yep. The chief was given some direction to try to, you know, incorporate something that was logical, and the administrator said tonight it's relatively easy read. You know, I don't think there's any confusion on what trespassing is, but, you know, we want to capture it in the ordinance, so not only as a city municipal, we have the right to enforce that via fine in the police department under city code, but also it's a violation of state law. So we think it's the right thing to do, and we think it's a protection to our property owners, and allows, you know, in many cases, you know, in the event that you are a business owner and you have folks that are causing a disturbance on your property, you've got a right to warn them and then ask them to leave. And if they don't, they could be cited not only for a disorderly or other conditions under the law, but also a trespassing citation.
Meanwhile, as well, the city has set up the goose hunt.
Goose hunt's been very successful, something I think, you know, obviously we're proud of. As a council, you know, we wanted to create a mechanism for keeping our goose population in check. And, you know, we look at the greater 20 acres of the lake and the subsequent area around the lake, about 30 acres of property that's really good wildlife habitat. But obviously we can't have, you know, those conditions being overrun by high population, you know, of geese. And we think that lawfully harvesting geese by folks that like to hunt those lawfully within city limits is a respectful way to do that. And we have been successful this now over the last 2 to 3 years, and we want that to continue.
And again, that goose hunt will follow the regular state of Wisconsin goose hunting season as well. And if you'd like more information on how the city's goose hunt will work, again, you can just contact Mondovi City Hall. Finally, Mr. Mayor, in your report, you had mentioned the company that's kind of doing some stuff with the new wastewater treatment plant, Clearaz, they've run into some financial issues?
Yeah, I'm not 100% convinced on the financial issues, Brian, but they have filed or notified the city that they're looking at dissolving the company. Not quite sure what that means in its entirety yet, but again, we've got some bonding obligations there and some legal obligations that they have to provide some of the services that, you know, they offered to the city. So still working through those details. There'll be more to come on that topic.
Is there a concern that if their portion of the treatment plant isn't working right and they're not around anymore, is that going to be, now we're going to have to try and redo that whole part of it?
That's a potential, yes. The other thing I think is noted tonight, we talked about the reed beds and other things. The plant in itself is working as designed. The clear as process was an addition to the plant, so let's think of it as an add-on or an additional feature of the plant, which was, you know, the desire or the intent of that was to lower our phosphorus, you know, into the affluent, the Buffalo River flow. So we think we can still control that through other processes. So we're really, you know, going to look at recouping some of our funds or seeing what's out there as far as our bonding and other things. It's just a little too early to tell what direction we're going to go. Just wanted to keep the council informed so they weren't blindsided and the citizens.
That is Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss. You're listening to WRDN.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I like a man who will lay down beside me. I like a man.
Telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, it's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all. But I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong? She said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. He left that phone dangling off the hook. Then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne.